Welcome, welcome, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. We're here on an Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston. Celebrating 70 years here in Hampton Roads is Eggleston, and you can find out more at the website, egglestonservices.org, or their Facebook page. Hit the like button and follow along with Eggleston throughout the seasons, because there's lots going on. Just like here on this Ask the Expert show, we've got a lot of guests, some wonderful guests. We've talked to Geraldine and Kristen, and we've got more guests in the studios, and bringing now into the studio, Miss Teslin Savage, who works with the Brain Injury Services Program. So glad to have you here, Teslin. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Damien. Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me today.
It's a pleasure having you here, and Eggleston's such an impactful part here of Hampton Roads in the society and community. But tell me, how do you work with Eggleston?
So I specifically manage a clubhouse called Beacon House. Okay. And Beacon House is all about having individuals who are living with the effects of a brain injury come into a common space and work towards common goals. Some of the requirements for the program are that individuals have to be able to use the restroom independently, feed themselves independently, take all medications independently, and the most important piece, they want to contribute to a common cause. Beacon House currently has 46 brain injury survivors, and in the Hampton Roads area, there is at least 40,000 documented brain injuries, and that's not including those who are undiagnosed and undocumented. Brain injury can look like anything. It can happen to anyone. Doesn't matter what your age is, how wealthy you are, what your educational level is. Brain injury can happen to anyone, and it looks very different. At times, it will look like nothing. It will look like someone is just neurotypical. But every person with a brain injury has different experiences, and Beacon House is a place for individuals to come and to feel seen, empowered, and heard. Currently, right now, we have about 18 people on our wait list. However, we encourage everyone, especially if someone is still in rehab, to reach out to the program so that way we can connect them with services. The best time to reach out is actually when you're in rehab, so that way you can have a smooth transition and have a plan for after rehab is over. There are a few ways you can get in contact with us. You can reach us on our social media account. If you just look up Beacon House, you'll find us there. We also have an Instagram. It's Beacon House 757. You can also send us an email at braininjuryservices@eggleston.org, or you can call us directly at 757-937-5674.
Awesome. So the Beacon House isn't an actual brick and mortar house. It's a series of services that are set up for people with brain injuries?
Absolutely. Beacon okay. House is just one piece of the services that Eggleston provides. We also provide case management and virtual support group.
Awesome.
And Jamie Peed manages that and runs that.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tess.
Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you for having me, Damien. Like Tess said, brain injury is different in everyone, and the best time really to reach out is during rehab. Some of the local professionals have found that and started sending me referrals for case management while people are still in the hospital or in rehab programs, and that helps me to best serve them if you contact me as early as possible. Case management, I help people with things like applying for disability, applying for Medicaid services, Medicaid waivers like in-home care, helping with their financials and legal issues. We've actually had some really exciting news. Eggleston has expanded its brain injury case management service area in addition to our regular Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Suffolk, and Portsmouth. We're now serving Isle of Wight, Sussex, Southampton, Greensville, and the cities of Franklin and Emporia. So we're definitely happy to be getting out there, and any referrals we can get from that area, please send them our way, because it's a rural area that really needs services. And the only requirement for case management, there's no cost for this service. Someone just has to have a diagnosis of a brain injury. Like Tess said, we also offer the support group. This is virtual, and this is on the second Thursday of every month from 6 to 7 p.m. And the information and my contact information can be found on www.egglestonservices.org under brain injury.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And everybody listening, again, egglestonservices.org slash brain injury, and you can find out more about the Beacon House and how you can help out with a an underspoken for line of injury across Hampton Roads that many, many people suffer with in many different ways. So glad to have you guys here and talking about that a little bit this hour. Although we are running out of time for this portion of the show, we'll be here for the remainder of this hour right here on News Talk 790 WNIS and online at WNIS.com. And at all times, make sure you go to Eggleston Services Facebook page. You can go to the Garden Center, the Auto Auction, the Document Destruction, or just EgglestonServices.org and find out more about how Eggleston is interacting with your community and how you can get involved. EgglestonServices.org. Real quick break, and we'll be right back right here on News Talk 790 WNIS on this Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston.